How are you feeling physically? I know you kind of got beat up in that game, just on the ankle. I don't know, it looked like you kind of maybe dinged your shoulder a little bit in the game. How are you feeling physically right now?
I'm feeling good. Obviously took quite a few hits against Oregon and just trying to limit those, but overall feel pretty good.
Was it the shoulder first half, or what was that?
Yeah, it was kind of when I was throwing, he kind of stopped it mid-motion, and it's a little sore, but nothing terrible, and nothing that will probably prevent me from practicing or even playing this week, so it's not even in the question.
Is it nice to have a conference game on the schedule now to kind of, you know, wash the last game a little bit?
It is, and, you know, obviously very disappointing to lose that one and how we lost it, and the expectations that we have are a lot higher than, you know, what we have had in the past, and you know, that's the thing with developing the championship mentality is setting your expectations and standards really high. So obviously after that game, it was disappointing, but you know, going back to last year and you know, after our second loss, we reeled off 5 straight wins, and you know, this is a team that's going to be on a mission the rest of the season.
You know, when you look at Hawkins getting the Iowa and Oregon, pretty good football teams. But what needs to change for the offense to kind of get on track a little bit? Is it, you know, running the ball more? Is it, you know, their down efficiency? You know, I know it's not just you. It's 10 other guys. But it really has to start changing the offense to get clicking in your mind.
I mean, it's going to take a lot. And that's developing a run game early in the game. That's converting on third down. And, well, just being able to put ourselves in third and manageable. You know, third and medium, third and long throughout the game are hard to do. Third and, you know, four and less are more manageable and things that I feel like suit us and our offense a little better. So just being able to really just stay on the field and ultimately put up some points.
How would you assess how you played Saturday? Do you feel like maybe you tried to press or force some plays? Or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a competitor and I'm a competitive guy. Getting down early in that game, you know, I knew with that offense that they had over there that it was going to take, you know, a lot of scoring for us. And obviously we didn't do that. And trying to make plays, and, you know, there was a couple times where we had guys in the backfield pretty quick. And, you know, on the interception, he kind of hit my arm as it was coming forward. But, you know, that's just kind of how football works out when you're playing a good team and you get down early. It's tough to come back from that.
Confidence is around among the offense. Again, it's just 3 games in. Mm-hmm. You know, are you still confident that this offense can get going and make plays and do what some of the things you just mentioned? Are you still confident?
Absolutely. And we got some playmakers on our team, and you know, obviously we're still kind of young, especially on the O line with our center and right tackle. But you know, still trying to find ourselves and find, you know, what really works for us, and that's you know, our coach's job is to do that, and ultimately our job to go out and execute. And I have full confidence in our offensive coordinator and coach Vegan, and you know, the entire offensive staff. So I have no doubts in my mind that we're going to get this thing rolling.
So obviously, you're a leader on the team. You mentioned you got a lot of young guys, especially on offense. So throughout the week, preparing, coming back from that loss, how do you approach that challenge? Because this guy's up to being a leader.
Well, I mean, it starts at practice, and you know, pushing everybody every day to their limits, and you know, it's a tough position and it's a weird position. And you know, like I said, looking back to last year, we were 2-2, and that's when we kind of all put our minds together towards one goal, and that was to, you know, win the Mountain West. And you know, making the championship game last year and having that experience, and you know, kind of being in a similar situation this year is going to help us, I think.
I think Saturday was the most you've run so far this year. What's kind of been your mentality towards, you know, using your legs?
I mean, use them when necessary. You know, this year is kind of trying to mature and win from within the pocket and try to limit the hits. But, you know, like I said, I'm a competitive guy. I'm going to do what, you know, is necessary to try to put our team in position to win football games. So, you know, whenever my number's called, I'm going to do everything I can for this team.
When you are scrambling, I know it's tough, you know, losing a guy like Tanner, who you're so comfortable with in those scramble drills. I guess, how do you feel like the comfortability level is with, you know, the other receivers now?
You know, it's a little different. I'm not going to lie, Tanner was a guy that's going to go win a lot of the times when I threw the ball up. And, you know, without James and Austin Fort, you know, we really don't have a guy that's tall and that can go get something. Obviously, CJ and Austin are really good competitive, you know, players that want the ball in their hands. You know, sometimes the opportunity just doesn't present itself, and really it didn't against Oregon.
What have you seen from Hawaii defense on tape so far?
Real chaotic. You know, it's a tough defense to understand what they're doing and where they're coming from, but that's kind of what they want. They want to cause confusion, and they want to bring linebackers and corners from different directions and have you thinking one thing and then kind of do the other. So, you know, we're going to get in and watch film with Coach Vegan, and the offense is, we'll be prepared this week. And, you know, they're a good defense. We're not going to take them lightly, but definitely have some tendencies and weaknesses that I think that we can kind of find out what we can do Saturday.
I know you got to meet a lot of quarterbacks over the summer. Why, I believe, the last game they played Josh Rosen. Did you cross paths with him at all this summer?
I did at the NCAA little student-athlete seminar thing in Indianapolis. Yeah.
Spend much time with him at all, or just kind of?
Just kind of here and there. Cool guy, and, you know, he played real well against Hawaii. Watched that tape today, and, you know, hopefully we can take some things from what they did and apply it to our stuff.
Josh, any different feel playing a late-night game? I know you guys had a lot of late-night fun last year.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any different feel than starting a game at 8:15, 8:30?
I mean, looking back to Oregon, it started getting chilly in the second half, so, you know, I think we'll be prepared for that. I don't know how well prepared Hawaii would be for kind of some colder weather, but I wouldn't say different feel. I think, you know, this team has kind of been through the ringer schedule-wise, especially going back to last year and playing in a game that finished at, you know, 2:40 in the morning. So I don't think it'll affect us that much.
Do you know much about the Paniolo Trophy?
I don't. I know that it was kind of lost in translation and rediscovered, and so
it's more famous for that.
yeah, but we'll see. I mean, we'd love to keep it here in the state of Wyoming. You know, as a team, I thought we competed till the very end, and, you know, it kind of shows a lot about a team. You learn a lot about yourself and, you know, how a team's going to play out when you're, you know, getting, when you're getting beat by a lot of points late in games. And, you know, we continue to fight, and we still maintained a competitive edge, and, you know, that shows a lot about this team and what this team can do. Any questions on the phone?
Hi, I'm calling from Hawaii. Were you able to see any reminders of other teams where you're watching videos of Hawaii? Did they look like anybody else?
Did Hawaii look like anybody else?
Yeah. Any other team that did you remind you of anybody else? Or?
It kind of brings it back to last year. They're very reminiscent of Air Force, where they'll bring a lot of pressure and play a lot of man. So kind of going back to what we did against Air Force last year and watching that film and seeing, you know, how it kind of translates with Hawaii.
And again, they've had 2 weeks to prepare for you. Have you been able to look ahead a little bit to them? I know you want to play one game at a time, but were you able to look a little bit just ahead because they're the conference opener and kind of figure out what to work on, you know, before this week?
No, we really haven't looked much at them before this. And, you know, it's never easy going against a team that, you know, has a bye week the week before you and they have 2 weeks to prepare. Obviously, that's a big advantage in my opinion, but, you know, I have no doubt in my offensive staff and our players that we'll have a good game plan coming in Saturday.
Thank